This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
BJ and Jamie.
What were you just talking about? The semaglutide stuff?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, you know, they're saying that the semaglutide causes hair loss, but it comes back if you stop taking it. And they've always wondered. My sister was kind of talking about that because one of her friends lost her hair.
Yeah.
But it says with sudden weight loss, stress, and nutritional deficiencies, because people aren't hungry, right? You get a lack of iron, zinc, and protein. And so that makes your hair fall out. But it's all fixable. And it said just grab some minoxidil or whatever that stuff. What's that stuff called? Minoxidil?
Rogaine.
What?
That's Rogaine. That's Rogaine.
Yeah, so yeah. I guess rub that on your head and you'll be fine. Then number two part of that is that pharmacy. So I go to Revive MD, right? And it's a compound pharmacy. I mean, they sell all kinds of stuff, but they do a compound of this because a long time ago, the FDA decided that compound pharmacies, and like the biggest one traded on the stock market is His and Hers. You know, they sell all kinds of things.
Yep.
And it's all teledoc stuff. So you just fill out a little thing, you call the doctor and you say that you want whatever, testosterone.
Yeah, they do a lot of hormones,
yeah,
hormone
all that
therapy
stuff.
And all that.
Yeah, over the phone. And well, the FDA had made this legal to use compound pharmacies because there was a shortage on Ozempic.
Yeah.
But now they want to yank the chain and say, nope.
So who's yanking the chain?
The FDA.
Wow. So they're pulling the plug on this.
They're trying, but people are going against them. They're finding ways around it. So His and Hers, which again, on the stock exchange, you know, gigantic company, they're saying, well, we individualize. So they're kind of going around the law because they want first of all, they're saying, well, wait a minute, that's a monopoly. They're giving it all back to Ozempic, number one. Number two is they're going around it saying, our patients are so specific on what they need that we have to do it a little different than Ozempic.
So it's tweaked and tailored to each person.
To each person, right.
Well, I don't know that much about it as far as how it's distributed in compound or just the regular dose or whatever. I don't know that much about it. But it does appear to me that there are many different names out there that are along the same compound lines as the Ozempic itself, right?
Right.
And there's a ton of those, right?
Right.
And that's what they're trying to stop and just go back to just straight out Ozempic.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
Ozempic!
I love that jingle they have. Now, is that supposed to start today, or they're just bringing up the controversy today?
I think it says Wegovy was supposed to start today, and then Ozempic. Hold on, let me see. Let's see here. The firms are seeking to take advantage of current law, which allows compounding pharmacies to make specialized, individualized versions of the drugs that aren't available commercially. That's what I was just telling you. Blah 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 blah. Let me see. The FDA. Deadlines come after the agency declared the official end of the obesity drug shortages. So one of them was supposed to start today, and then like Ozempic is supposed to be pulled later in the spring.
So nothing's official today.
Yeah.
It looks like that the argument continues, should it be in this compound form or not? Right.
Yeah, so
that's
where we are. The FDA kind of said it has to start, but everybody's like, yeah, go ahead.
I tell you, man, that's got to be the miracle drug of the past 2 years.
Isn't it? I agree with you.
Unbelievable how many people are on it and how many people are very happy with it, too.
I think it's like the Rogaine of whatever, whenever that crap came out, you know?
I agree.
Yeah, it is amazing. And you kind of can like look and go, Oh, I bet she's on the Ozempic.
Yeah.
Yeah. My son described it as this because I said, dude, mom is like just a whale. And he's like, you look great. You know, kids are supposed to say that. And I was like, no, I haven't taken the semi-glutide forever. I haven't taken it for like 3 weeks because I just wanted to feel good. And he's like, that must suck that you take a drug that makes you skinny and it makes you so sick. And I was like, yeah, but I'm skinny when I take it.
Yeah.
And he's like, just be fat and happy.
No, that's for guys like me.
Yeah, right? Okay.
That's not for a Jamie White. No, that's for a guy like me. Fat and happy, man. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.